Well, there we go. I made it about 3 weeks without bending your ears, but clearly I'm addicted to offloading my bullshit onto whoever wants to listen. So it is the 16th of January. It is a Monday morning. It is just a minute past seven. I've been out shoveling snow, and this is probably the first test, I think, of my distance from school in adverse weather conditions. Probably the first proper test since my interview, actually, when I almost had to... Sorry, I'm coming up to a bend and it's really snowy and slippy. I almost had to... Oh, fucking hell. This is going to be an interesting drive. I don't know if I'm going to make it to school today. It's drifty. It's snowy. The plough's been through. But I think a lot of it will depend on the Glens of Foundland, possibly. I reckon that's going to be clear, because they do clear that quite well. I don't know. But it's a bit nerve-wracking. But we've got... Oh, fucking hell. The main road into Inch is down to a single track because of the drifting. I fucking hope I can get home. That's the main thing this afternoon. The thing is, I'm not too worried about not getting in today. Oh, fucking hell. I'm not too worried about not getting in today because there's not a huge amount to worry about too much today. But this week is the practicals for the prelim exams, for which I'm doing an awful lot of accompanying. And so I'm needed from tomorrow onwards. And as far as I can tell, it's going to snow quite a lot today and tomorrow as well. It snowed quite a lot yesterday and overnight. So we're just going to have to wait and see. It might mean I get away a bit early tonight from school, because as things stand, do you know what though, we're going to probably end up giving cover for other teachers who for some reason don't, in this kind of weather, want to drive like 2 miles when I'm making the effort to come in from 40 miles away. Anyway, I'm going to keep chatting for a minute because it's slow moving and there's stuff coming the other way. I don't want to lose control and stuff, but I'm going to go away. It was just to come in and say, hi, I'm back, even though I've got fuck all to say, really. I suppose I have a little bit, even though there's no gigs or shows at the moment. As I say, got the practical prelims. I've found it quite difficult getting back into the swing of school sleep schedule. Last week, I'm a week into term now, and last week, unfortunately, Elwing introduced us to the Traitors, which they didn't tell us was only halfway through, well, three episodes at the time into season two. So me and Suzanne, who normally don't start watching something until the season's finished, so we can binge stuff, or at least watch every day, we're kind of stuck after the first three episodes. So I went back and started watching season one, which was absolutely fantastic and awesome, by the way. If you like the Scottish countryside, seriously, watch it. It's very, very good. If you like seeing human relationships and deception in action, it's intriguing stuff. I'm at a junction and it's all slippy and... Right, hang on. Concentrating. And my wheels are spinning, and I'm on the A96. This is dodgy. I don't think I'm going to make it. Anyway, I'm going to try, apparently. Brilliant stuff. So go watch that. Some amazing scenery from around about... Well, it's just north of Inverness, actually, but it's some really interesting stuff with playing games. Yeah, it's... trying to convince people of things that aren't necessarily true. I feel like, yeah, so I was at Bugsy yesterday, Bugsy Malone. I didn't do much during the rehearsal, but I am aware that we've got now 3 months until the show. And I'm being MD. I don't have a huge amount to do a lot of the time at rehearsal, but I do have a huge amount to do in preparation for the performances and stuff. So, listen, I'm going to have to go because I'm really having to concentrate here just to keep the car on the road. So, I don't know when I'll speak to you next. That might just have been a little blip in my break because I was missing you. Bye for now and wish me luck. I'll probably be back later to say I'm either stuck in a snowdrift or I'm on my way home or I made it. So, goodbye for now. Yep, I ended up turning back. I persevered, I got myself as far as Huntley, but it's now 3/4 of an hour later and I'm back home. Well, not back home, I'm on my way back home, but yeah, it's just too dodgy. I could have maybe made it through, but if it gets much worse, I won't get back home again. And to be honest, I've been in a position before where I've just kept pushing and pushing through and ended up stuck in a snowdrift in a van, so... sorry, skidding, and I'm about to find myself, yeah, sliding all over the place. Oh, I don't feel so bad at all. I was feeling quite guilty, because I do that, I feel guilty about stuff, I have a problem with guilt, but, you know, part of me just thought, fucking hell, you know, when you were younger, you'd have taken any opportunity to skive a day, but this is not skiving, this is... I'm only about a couple of miles away from home, and I'm actually a little bit concerned about getting back even from here, because it gets worse the nearer I get to home, and I can see storm clouds coming over. There was sheet lightning as I was going over the glens. There's no snowstorm yet, but I can see it coming over, and I'm looking ahead and seeing quite a few lights up on the road in front. This is where the snowdrift had cut it down to a single lane. So, yeah, I'm just going to get home. I'm going to send in my apologies and just get on with some work at home today. But we'll have to see what the rest of the week brings. I may be working on doing some backing tracks for these practical prelims that... this is worrying because I can see headlights up ahead, gathered, and I can see snow blowing across, but none of those headlights are coming this way. Right, I'm going to have to go because I've got to navigate this single track bit and it looks like there may be traffic stuck in it, so bye for now. Well, fuck me, that was the right decision. I'm not going to be feeling guilty about that at all because I only just made it back into Inch. So, yeah, just going to get snuggled warm at home. Not snuggled, but get some work done at home and just see what the rest of the week brings, really. Looks like I'm going to be doing some backing tracks. At least I can get on with getting some work done with organising stuff for the band for Bugsy as well. So, this is not going to be a day off. But, you know, it's just the way things go, I suppose. It's January, it's Scotland, and what can you do? Oh, well, here we go again, Tuesday. Oh, fucking hell. That's the ABS kicking in. That was a good start, wasn't it? I was just about to say, we have not had much snowfall overnight. It snowed on and off most of yesterday, so there's a lot of snow around. There's a lot of ice on the road. But I should make it today, because they seem to have got their acts in gear and cleared everything. We're expecting more snow, but I think yesterday was probably the worst. So, yeah, I'm going to fuck off and concentrate, because, yeah, as you could hear, I just... totally lost grip, so I'm going. Bye! still haven't decided if I'm going to carry on doing this, but apparently here I am, so maybe, yeah. I've no idea what I've recorded, I've no idea when this is going out. I had a quick look, apparently I've recorded 4 short clips on the 15th and 16th of January. It's now the 28th. I've kind of enjoyed having a bit of time off, but then there's nothing, well, I don't know, there's nothing like on the freelance music side going on. It's been really quite busy but different at school because we've had the practical prelims and the written prelims and stuff like that. It's getting a bit chaotic there with pressure, both on the side of stuff like marking and basically just marking stuff, but also planning to try and get the Nat5s and various people through their practicals, which their actual exams are in 5 weeks. Now, I've just found out that the visiting examiner is a colleague of mine who I have very often played alongside, but also for as an MD. So that means I am going to have to practice these accompaniments because I don't want to show myself up in front of him, because that, you know, obviously if I impress him, then that's more bookings for me in the future. Speaking of which, another one just came in last night, which I was kind of half expecting, but I wasn't sure whether it'd be needed for. There's a town over right in the northeast corner, traditionally known to be quite rough, the Brock, Fraserburgh. But they have a company, an amateur dramatics company that I've played a couple of shows for in the past, who have just signed me up for their show, which is the last week of the summer term. I already knew that I was doing Fraserburgh Academy's show the first week of our summer holidays because Aberdeenshire breaks up a week after us. So basically, I'm now up to 6 shows before July, possibly 7, the 7th of which. So what have I got? I've got Popstars in a couple of weeks. I've got programming to do for that. Basically, it's Sunday today. Yesterday, I spent all day doing MD stuff for Bugsy because that's only 2 months away now, and we're right into, they've got to have everything available to them, guide tracks. I'm still arranging some of the vocal harmonies and stuff. We haven't finalised whether or not a couple of the songs are actually going to make it into the show, but I'm pretty determined. I'm quite full on eager, keen, in MD mode for that. Partly because there's not a lot else going on, so I've kind of got the I've had a bit of time on Saturdays to get that done. We've got an extended rehearsal today up at Elgin Bugsy for 5 hours. I'm hoping to get a bit of free time during that to finish off the backing vocals parts for the different songs and what have you. And then this week, I think Suzanne, who has just made me the favourite cake club member at school by baking loads of really nice cupcakes. What do we have? Biscoff, double chocolate fudge, mint choc, and white chocolate and raspberry cupcakes. All vegan, obviously, but they were fucking gorgeous. And yes, that made me very popular at school. Hang on, where was I? I got lost now. She's going over for a couple of days to stay at the in-laws to help out there because there's some health issues going on which make it a bit difficult for them looking after my granddaughter. So I'm going to have some evenings during this week in which I can get odds and sods of programming done for Popstars, the musical, which, as I say, is about 2.5 weeks away. And then I can't remember where it is, but I've got the Adams family in there somewhere. I think that might be March, but I know Bugsy is the first week in April. I've got Beauty and the Beast last week in May in Huntley, and based on informal discussions with the guy who is doing the examining at our school, his youth theatre group in Aberdeen are doing Beauty and the Beast 2 weeks later. So I'm pretty sure I'm doing that because he had asked, but they hadn't finalised dates and stuff. So, and then just a couple of weeks after that is the 2 shows back to back in June, which are, what are they? 9 to 5 and Little Mermaid. That's so far. And of course, there's lots of weddings and stuff coming in. Christmas is already turning out to be chocker again with Christmas parties and pantos. So everything's on the up, but I'm on the sort of in between bit. It's nice to be getting a bit of preparation time. I'm having to, well, I kind of made a decision over the last couple of days not to be exercising because I've had I had a really bad earache the other day. And it started going down into my throat and sort of up towards my eye, and it was kind of, I don't usually suffer with that sort of stuff, so I got myself dosed up on paracetamol and ibuprofen, and it seems to have abated. It's still a little bit tender, but it's not painful like it was. I think I've just had a message to say that the MD, yeah, it looks like the director, sorry, not the MD, the director is not going to be able to make it in today. She has a chest infection, virus, flu, who knows, coughing lots and a fever. So yeah, as I was just saying, I had that earache thing in the week. It seems to have abated a bit, but I've been coughing a fair bit, and now I seem to be quite loosely kind of sneezing and blowing my nose and sniffing a lot. I've got a cold, basically. But it was weird that it came in through my ear. There's all sorts of shit going around at the moment. That's about it, really. So yeah, I got a crossfire gig in a couple of weeks. We've got new songs that I need to say whether or not I'm going to be able to join them in. And that's how things stand. As I say, no idea. It looks like this is going to carry on, but I don't know when you'll hear this. Oh, I might put a little short episode out soon, who knows. Depends whether I get the time. Anyway, I'm going to fuck off now, and yeah, I can't believe January is nearly over. Hope you all survived the storms, and tatty bye for now. It's Thursday, the 1st of February, and I think to myself, oh, I'm just going to slam this out there. It's going to be a short episode. So there you are. That's what happened. January's gone. I ain't going into what's happening in February yet, because that's going to be the next episode. But it looks like I can't stop myself from getting something out, even if I've done fuck all for a month. You still got to put up with my bullshit. So, yeah, what's January been like? To be honest, it's shit. It's a bit shit, but it's a kind of necessary shit, because it's like, it's been downtime. I've actually been, well, if not fully ill, then under the weather most of the month. I've still got a cold. I was off school yesterday because I had the shits on Tuesday night, to put it mildly, and then stomach cramp yesterday morning. I could have gone in, but I just thought, you know what, fuck it. It was one of my contracted days. I didn't have any lessons timetabled in the morning, so I thought, I'm just going to do some work from home. So I'm on my way back in now, because this is one of the supply days that I wouldn't get paid for if I didn't go in, and it's just that time of year. I mean, it does feel, it might be psychological because it's February now, but it does feel slightly lighter in the morning, but then we've got clear skies and stuff, so more cold weather coming. So yeah, I thought I'd just get this short episode out, just to cover the fuck all that January was, because I've got shows and gigs starting again coming up in February, so we will address that on the next episode. But for now, that was a non-entity of the month. I fucking hate January. You need it, because December and November were so fucking full on that I need, and I don't care. I know I swear a lot. I don't care. Fuck off. Things. I don't know. I'm going now. I'll speak to you in February. Cue no music. Bye.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.